And we're told that it came to pass as they came when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine that the women came out of all the cities of Israel singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tabrets, with joy, and with instruments of music. But notice what they said. They had a new song, and the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul hath slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Well, now, Saul's not going to like that. Notice verse 8. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. And what can he have more but the kingdom? And he's right. He will get the kingdom also. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. You see, now Saul becomes jealous of David because of the people's applause and acceptance of him. And we'll see now that he'll make an attempt to destroy him, to remove him. And we'll see that David does become the favorite of the people. So David sees that this man is not as friendly as he once was, that he is actually jealous of him. And we read in verse 10, it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul. He prophesied in the midst of the house, and David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. This is quite a dramatic scene. There is David playing on a harp. There's Saul sitting over there playing on a javelin. David knows what he's got in mind, and he's watching that javelin, not his musical instrument. He may have hit a sour note or two, I don't know, but he doesn't want that javelin going through him. And it came at last. Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I'll smite David even to the wall with it. He wanted to get rid of him. I tell you, David dodged, and he departed. He took French leave. And he got out of that palace and that area as quickly as he could. And Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, and now he becomes afraid of him. In verse 16, we're told, but all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. David now is the one that is being accepted. And so Saul is wondering how he can trap him. And he uses a very clever method. He gives him his daughter for wife, and that puts him in the family where he can get to David any time that he would want to. And this girl, Michal, I do not think David ever loved her, and I don't think she ever loved David. There came the day when she ridiculed him and despised him, and he put her aside. We blame David for so many marriages, but actually, he certainly got off to a bad start here with this girl. And I read verse 20, and Michal, Saul's daughter, loved David. And somebody says, but you say she didn't love David. Well, you know that type of love we're talking about. There came the day when she hated him. And here at the beginning, it was that love of the hero and the fact that he is the popular one at the time. But it was not that marital love that's needed to make a success of marriage. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. And so he gave his daughter to David. And this was not a successful, a good marriage at all. And actually, it didn't work out, as we're going to see.